GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Thursday, August 20, 2026. Compiled Thursday, August 20, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW Judy Byington, judybyington.com. CIA and DARPA found behind chemtrails and with UN approval. Top universities as Harvard, Stanford, MIT found taking foreign countries' billions to brainwash students to hate America. Judy Note. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, the internet we know and use that came out in 1993 was built as a prison, giving the public an illusion of endless information, but information that was filtered and designed to keep us uninformed of what was really going on. 16 years prior in 1977, ARPA-7 had come out as an internet that was only available to certain major intelligence agencies, central banks, NATO military command structures and 147 private individuals. ARPA-7 was a ledger of real wealth distribution, medical research never published, classified energy technology patents and complete unedited historical records including wars, assassinations and every single pandemic, all documented by those who planned them. Those deep state criminals who planned and carried out those pandemics, wars, assassinations and other crimes against humanity were about to meet their maker. President Trump has given the green light. He has activated the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, mobilized 300,000 troops, ordered the Global Military Alliance to take over the mainstream fake news media and make mass arrests. Mr. Poole on Telegram. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, the EBS was set to trigger a three-day event, followed by 10 days of communication darkness. P.E. networks tied to suppressed healing tech face mass arrests under martial law. Martial law on Telegram. Tuesday, August 18, 2026, no official time frame has been given where we will begin isolating at home for 3 to 6 weeks after the Global Military Alliance suspended the media, internet, phones and took over TV and radio to present 8-hour documentaries 24/7 about what was going on while the military took down the Illuminati deep state cabal-controlled governments worldwide and made mass arrests of corrupt global elites. White hats on Telegram. Wednesday, August 19, 2026. President Trump has announced that there were no Iran negotiations going on and that the Strait of Hormuz was open. He's refusing to back down. There are no talks or conversations going on, or scheduled, with the Islamic Republic of Iran. The naval blockade remains in full force and effect. The Hormuz Strait is open and operating. All water mines have been removed or detonated, Caroline Leavitt on Telegram. Wednesday, August 19, 2026. Never gotten over the fact that Obama was able to send $1.7 billion in cash to Iran and nobody in Congress, the FBI or Justice called for an investigation. President Donald J. Trump on Telegram. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, Juan O'Savin, JFK Jr., and top White Hat Military Alliance commanders confirmed Starlink EBS live streams of quantum med bed miracles have begun after crystal chambers activated across all 50 states and 209 nations yesterday, proving the cabal's 50-year suppression of extraterrestrial frequency healing technology has collapsed under Alliance force as free perfect health floods the planet, MedBeds technology on Telegram. Monday, August 24, 2026, Tuesday, August 18, 2026, the ISO 20022 messaging, that defines how banks transmit payment information, completes its transition across all major banking rails. For the first time in history, SWIFT, Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of England, BRICS, IMF and all high-value cross-border payment systems will speak the same transaction language, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Thursday, August 20, 2026, the old SWIFT Central Clearinghouse permanently decouples their database. The decoupling is complete. The quantum liquidity bridge is open. They thought they could delay the final transmission. They ran out of time, Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, August 20, 2026, the old SWIFT central clearinghouse would experience a permanent database decoupling. The secondary handshake between the central banks of the G7 nations officially returned a terminal failure message. The real asset-backed era is officially online. QFS integration live. ISO 20022 sovereign. The reconciliation begins. The countdown has hit zero. The new dawn is already here. See daily reports. Bond funds are now moving so fast through paymaster channels that even insiders are stunned by the volume. What was delayed for months is now arriving in waves. This is why private appointments are being scheduled quietly and continuously. This phase is not about waiting anymore. It's about readiness, Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. See daily reports. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, confirmed Intel, the Tier 4B protocol is now in use. What was once laughed at as rumor and fantasy is now being carried out in a controlled way. JFK Jr. Command Center on Telegram. See daily reports. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, the great unveiling has begun, U.S. Treasury Center on Telegram. See daily reports. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, the currency and republic reset, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy on Telegram. Just so you know everyone. ISO 20022 is Basel 3/4 compliant, and that is asset-backed currency. So, I don't want to hear a single person say that the QFS or Nizara/Jazara isn't real, because I believe I have shown quite a bit of information to the contrary. See daily reports. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, was climate change and global warming NGO fronts used to funnel billions of taxpayer dollars to Democrats? Former CIA dear. John Brennan heavily pushed climate change and geoengineering programs throughout his time in office, while John Podesta was granted a $375 billion taxpayer dollar slush fund that was funneling money to climate change NGOs that were only founded a month prior. This is Money Laundering 101, Edward Snowden on Telegram. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, four Democrats associated with an NGO that operates homeless shelters were arrested in NYC after paying bribes to city officials in exchange for contracts and other benefits, Mr. Poole on Telegram. See daily reports. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, Trump scores massive court victory, TPS dominoes fall as deportation crackdown clears the way to send thousands back home, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, they have found a second internet. It's been up and running since 1977, Christian B. Wallace, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. What is on ARPA 7? The ledger of real money. Layer 1 is the internet you use, Google, social media, news sites. Layer 1, the public layer. The layer they gave you in 93 and told you was everything. And that's not all. This is the lobby. A contractor for the NSA, now in military custody at an unknown location, provided documentation of a parallel network called ARPANET. Not ARPANET. No, not the ancestor of the internet. A separate system, launched in 1977, never connected to the public grid. Who uses it? 4,200 active terminals are listed in the documentation worldwide. Located in each of the major intelligence agencies, each of the central banks, each of the military command structures in NATO, and, here's where it gets dark, 147 private homes. There are 147 people with ARPA 7 terminals in their homes. Not their desks. Their houses. Employees, non-governmental. No military. Not intelligence agents. Private citizens, with access to a network that contains everything the public internet was designed to keep from you. See daily reports. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, the Department of War is targeting foreign funding of our universities that are brainwashing our youth into hating America, Dan Bongino on Telegram. In 2025 alone, American universities reported over $5.2 billion in foreign gifts and contracts. Total foreign funding, Harvard has taken over $4.2 billion in foreign funding combined. Carnegie Mellon, University $3.9 billion. MIT, $3.5 billion. Cornell University, $3.1 billion. Foreign influence. See daily reports. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, Iran is the deep state, cabal's proxy. G7 JFK Awakening on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, new full 5D World Golden Age, QFS activated on Telegram. Golden Dome has nothing to do with anti-rockets and anti-war. It's a whole new high-frequency grid with golden resonances. It is a term for metaphor symbolism. It's Atlantis 2.0. All countries want to change to the new golden era. Why trade agreements exist? They'll all come together under the Golden Dome. Jazara Nizara. New quantum finance system. New golden age. No taxes, new technologies. UI's universal high income. New electromagnetic frequencies. No more attacks, low frequencies. No more electric EMF grid. Free energy. 6G plus good. No EMF. No Wi-Fi. Free Starlink internet. Quantum phones, calls, text, internet free. Free medical care. Free insurance program. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, how to prepare for a blackout in the USA, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy on Telegram. 1. Have a reserve of emergency cash. 2. Keep food and water stocked. 3. Hide your stockpile safely. 4. Secure your house with alarms and traps. 5. Always have a safe haven where you can go in case of emergency. 6. Stay out of big cities. 7. Never tell anybody about your plans outside your tiny group. There are numerous other essential supplies that you should store in addition to just food and water. These include, but are not limited to, ammunition, gasoline, clothing, first aid supplies, toilet paper, propane, items for personal hygiene, plastic bags, prescription meds, pet food, batteries, gas. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, U.S. intelligence sources say Iran war is pretext for obtaining exotic or alien technology deep in Iranian cave, 107 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.